This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 16th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 42, verse 5. It says there, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." End of quote. Many people understand the role of seeking good counsel when they face challenges and issues in personal lives. The Bible highlights this need in its verses. For example, Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel." And also Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in the abundance of counselors, there is victory." Proverbs 20:18 says, "Plans are established by counsel, by wise guidance, wage war." End of quote. Beloved, did you ever think about you counseling yourself? David used to give counsel to himself, and we can see this in this Psalm. In our today's Bible Insight, David talked to his own soul and asked this question, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" Then he gives a counsel to his soul. The counsel is this: put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. End of quote. In essence, he counseled himself by asking a question and giving a command to his own soul. You see, he repeated the counsel and commanded his soul two times in this Psalm, verse 5 and 11. It is essential to counsel ourselves. If you do not advise us, who else is going to do this job? Besides, God's Holy Spirit inside us helps us to counsel ourselves. Do you know we talk to our souls more often than we speak to others? In troubled times, it is essential to ask questions to ourselves and gives godly, biblical answers to our soul. David knew God never failed him in the past. He knows for sure if he put his hope in God and praise Him, even in the midst of his severe trials, God will somehow break through and help him. He asked these two questions, "My soul, why are you downcast?" Second question, "Why so disturbed within me?" Then he gave counsel to his soul, "Put your hope in God." He said, "I will praise Him even in darkest times." You see, God loves the praises of His people. God is present all over the world and everywhere at the same time because God is omnipresent, Psalm 139. However, do you know God is uniquely present and makes His home on the praise and worship of His people? Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "You make your home on the praises of Israel." End of quote. Hope in God and praise Him even in the darkest valley experiences of your life. You see, the magistrate ordered Paul and Silas to be beaten with rods. Then they were thrown into prison in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. A jailer guarded them in the midnight hours. No human way of escape possible. If any help available, it had to come from God. Therefore, Paul and Silas put hope in the Lord, started praying and worshiping God by singing hymns to God. The prisoners listened to them. God sent a violent earthquake and foundations of the prison were shaken. The doors were opened and chains came loose. Acts chapter 16. You see, God takes His unique residence and makes His home when you put your hope in Him and start praising Him. Add another secret to victory in your troubled times. Dearly beloved, when all else fails, give yourself a counsel as the King David did. Counsel your soul to put your hope in the Lord. Sing spiritual songs and hymns. Start praising and worshiping, and you will get the attention of our loving Lord, and the chains can get loose with divine power and strength. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I place my hope in You. And I ask my soul, why are you discouraged? Lord, I instruct my soul to place my full hope in You. Lord, may I start singing spiritual songs and hymns of praise and thanksgiving and worship although I do not see your hand as of yet. I know you will show your hand and you will come through. You are worthy to be praised. I give my thanksgiving and praises and worship to you. And I put my hope in you, my Lord. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, for all of my sins. I am sorry for my sins. Blot out my sins and shortcomings by the blood of Jesus Christ. Deliver me and free me from the bondages. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.